Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Just when we were beginning to accept that the lesser evil in this batshit crazy unpresidential election was also the safer option, we get confirmation that Hillary Clinton is every bit as nuts as Donald Trump. In last night's debate, minutes after scornfully describing Trump as living in an alternative universe, Mrs. Clinton emailed a dispatch from her private planet, announcing for the first time anywhere that in the United States, and I quote, "We are now, for the first time ever, energy independent." Now, among English speakers, the words energy and independence, used together, have a specific meaning. I know, it's quaint of me to suggest that words have meaning independently of who is using them, but you can have my dictionary when you pry it from my cold, dead hands. A country is energy independent if, and only if, it produces all the energy it needs. Mrs. Clinton was seriously mistaken to suggest that the United States is energy independent now, and further mistaken to say that if it were true, it would be for the first time ever. The United States produced far more energy than it consumed until World War II, and never again. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration's latest September short-term energy outlook, the United States is still extracting about 9 million barrels of its own oil per day and burning about 20 million barrels per day. I say still because the numbers and their relationship have not changed substantially for several years. Really, if you look at them loosely, several decades. The EIA forecasts that next year we will produce less oil and consume more. With the U.S. government reporting that we still import about half of the oil we use, and that imports have been rising during the first half of this year, how are we to process the fact that a woman who is about a step and a half away from the presidency of the United States professes to believe that we are energy independent and says we no longer have to concern ourselves about the instability of the oil-rich countries of the Middle East? Some of us remember that the near paralysis of this country during the Arab oil embargo. Remember? The closed gas stations, the endless lines, the short hours. Anybody? Well, that occurred when we were only importing 30% of our oil, and the Arabs were able to shut off a mere 10% of that. If there's any logical consistency on Planet Clinton, I know, another quaint concept, just shut up and hand me my broken lance. We can expect some awesome changes in foreign policy under the new President Clinton. You know, like closing U.S. military bases in 150 countries and bringing home 150,000 service members. Of course, that's not going to happen because, of course, Mrs. Clinton does not believe, cannot possibly believe, that the United States is energy independent. The most charitable interpretation of what she said last night, actually the only charitable interpretation, is to assume that she is referring to the fact that for brief periods of time we now produce a few more barrels of oil than we import, and defining that as energy independence. So if the Middle East gives us any instability, we only have to park half our cars and shut down half our economy. Oh, and by the way, according to the EIA, next year we're going to be less independent than that. So the most charitable interpretation of Mrs. Clinton's assertion is also the most terrifying, that she is utterly ignorant of the energy realities and future of this planet. On Trump's planet, meanwhile, they have 1,000 years worth of coal left to burn, and lo and behold, it is clean coal. There is no lesser evil. We are going to be completely fracked.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.